This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We got news this morning that inflation in Japan is near a five-year high, up 0.7%. And that's actually a positive headline. The country's been trying to climb out of a 15-year hole of sputtering economic growth and prices so low they've hurt the currency. Remember, we're talking about the world's third biggest economy here. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins me from Tokyo now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So the story in Japan really has been slow growth and deflation. We got these numbers of inflation nearing a five-year high. Explain the significance to us.
The real significance is, as you say, that Japan has been in a sort of deflationary spiral for the best part of the last 20 years. And deflation really, when it sets in for a long time, like it has in Japan, is a real problem because people stop buying and companies stop investing because, you know, what's the point of investing in something that is going to be worth less tomorrow than it is today? So the government is trying to get some inflation back into the economy. It's the first time in 5 years that we've seen deflation stopping and perhaps the beginning of prices turning around.
So even though inflation might be a scary word in the United States to people who remember the 1970s or the 80s, in Japan, it's a positive thing.
Certainly from the government's point of view, they want around about 2% inflation, and they've been pumping massive amounts of money into the economy to try and achieve that, although reaching 2% is going to be very, very hard.
Turning around the economy has been the priority of Shinzo Abe, the prime minister, and these policies are what they call Abenomics. Can we say yet if they're working?
No, I don't think we can. I think it's going to take probably another year or two to see whether this really is starting to pull the Japanese economy round. But inflation or the ending of deflation is their first goal, because once prices start to rise, it's hoped that companies will start making more money, then they'll start paying their workers more, and you get sort of a positive cycle, which should help the Japanese economy to get back into some sort of sustainable growth.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thank you.
Thank you.